You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Little 3 o'clock theme song action from our guy Georgie. Georgie Music on Instagram, social media, M-U-Z-I-K. So here's what we'll do. I want to do headlines. By the way, we do have a four-pack of Marlins tickets to give away every day this week. So just keep listening. It's a four-pack for Marlins Royals on July 20th. We will give it away sometime before 6 o'clock. There's a lot of stuff going on. And
with the song that just played, because some things happen when you're gone and I have to bring them to your attention. Do you notice that Solana leaves his name off the show, even though it's his damn name? Because he was doing the intros and exits of the show and he would be like, oh, we'll be right back with Hawk and Crowder next. And I'm like,
heard it a couple times.
I laugh every time. I'm like, it's your damn name. Why don't you say your name? It's crazy.
Yeah. Heard it a couple times, like Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. For a while, there was Young there. And it'd be like Young getting out there and going, here we are, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. The big open to the show needs to be fixed.
It does.
But Solana's been busy and not coming in.
Yeah, he's at home with his D-Wade picture and that little raggedy dog that he's playing catch with all damn game.
Where are you guys? You guys are in studio today?
I'm always at home.
But
That's not up for debate.
Okay.
That's not up for debate. Okay. Are you also the executive producer of the show? Because I'm not. I mean, you'd think I was based on the way I put everything together and Solana shows up a minute before the show starts.
I thought
you're
Jimmy
actually
was.
The executive producer of the show. That seems to have been given to Jimmy.
I thought Jimmy was given that title. I don't know. Maybe we've got to work on what's going on here. I don't know. My name was put on the show. I thought Jimmy was then the executive producer.
So when your name got put on the show, you just stopped doing everything you weren't doing in the first place.
I wasn't really doing anything.
That's what I'm saying. But your name is on the show now. Gotcha. Just making sure.
That sounds like a bad decision by you guys.
just making sure that I'm completely up to speed on what's going on.
Sounds like you two have to have a conversation, not me.
It's funny. There was three texts. Hawk hit me, said, hey, I think Solana's name's been on the show. Sounds good. Cool. Okay, we're going to do it. That's all it was. And then all of a sudden, he was like,
hey, look at that. I'm the most important person out of the four now.
You might have wanted to dig a little deeper into this decision because he
couldn't believe I didn't think it was possible to mail it in more than he was already mailing it in, but he has shown us why he's the MVP.
Oh, it was funny.
Gonna have to take his name off the show and put Jimmy's name on it because Jimmy's working his ass off.
Solana, you're back in the closet. What happened to the open space of your TV covered in a bunch of vegetation?
my fiance is downstairs, actually. I'm sure I'll be down there. There'll be an entire tree, just like a full avocado tree being grown in my living room.
Amazing.
His whole TV's covered in vegetation.
I know. He can't see anything. He can never see the score bug on any game. Like, she covers the score bug, which is the most crucial part of the screen.
Score bug or sex. I prefer sex.
I'll look up those scores later.
Today, this will certainly not put Valentina in the mood. Today is National Tell the Truth Day, and she's going to hear a story that hopefully she's never heard about you before. But if she has, and she's still gung-ho, God bless her. Today is National Tell the Truth Day. And we were trying to figure out when we did this segment. It was probably, Solana thinks, like 21, so maybe 4 years ago. But we never did it again because we knew we would never top it. But when we get to this date every year, although the last 2 years, it was on weekends. So we never, I don't know if we've played both of these on actual To Tell the Truth Day. We've done it on Best Ofs before, but I don't know if it's synced up before where it's on National Tell the Truth Day.
I think 2 years ago, or maybe last year, I don't know. We tried to recreate this.
Now, it was about 3 years ago. It was the year after Crowder wasn't in. You and I tried to do it. I think Crowder wasn't in.
No. This happened in 21. In 22, I didn't know what day was Tell the Truth Day, so we came on. And you're like, hey, yesterday was Tell the Truth Day. Why didn't you tell us? And I didn't notice. I didn't have it written in my calendar. Yeah, I missed it.
Good producing. Yeah.
And then in 23, we tried to do it. Crowder's internet crapped out in the middle of the segment. So he was just gone. Hmm. Jimmy didn't have one prepared. I admitted that I pooped my pants on the radio. And Hawk was like, oh, yeah, I didn't watch The Godfather, actually. Or something. Like, it was just, it was the worst segment we've ever done.
Well, it was at that moment that I realized we could not top it and we would just give it to you again. Now, I don't know how many people have heard it and how many people haven't, but you're going to get the original segment this hour, and then you're going to get a follow-up segment in the 4 o'clock hour. They're both excellent. So let's begin with headlines for this hour so that we can get you caught up on the news, because there is a lot going on. Huge Miami Heat acquisition, which is funny to say, but I actually think it's reality. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
I will start there. We got this Shams bomb about 5 hours ago. Clippers, Jazz, and the Heat. Three-team trade. And this obviously goes against the idea that Danny Ainge and Dwayne Wade's Utah Jazz won't trade with the Miami Heat, won't enter negotiations with the Heat. They just did. The Miami Heat receive Norman Powell. The Clippers get John Collins from Utah. The Jazz get Kevin Love, Kyle Anderson from the Miami Heat, and a Clippers second round pick for 2027.
So basically, the Heat, they gave up no draft picks. They gave up Kevin Love and Kyle Anderson. Neither one of them getting major minutes. And they get back a starting guard who happens to be really good. If there's a winner in this deal, in my opinion, it's Pat Riley and the Miami Heat.
Yes. And I've looked it up since then. Norman Powell's in the top 40 of all lists. 30, highest I've seen him, 31. Like, he's a hell of a player. He's not a huge name, but he's a hell of a damn guard.
Yeah.
No, I mean, he's coming off his best season a year ago. He's a little older, so this isn't somebody, you know, who has tremendous upside and can turn his career around. Like, you kind of know what you're getting. He's a really good scorer. He can create his own shot, and he's coming off the best season of his career.
Did he go to L.A. after Toronto? Was that his next stop after Toronto?
Ooh, I don't know if that was the immediate route. He's been in LA at least two seasons. I'll double check.
What I've been begging for is the first two attributes you said. Create his own shot, and he's a scorer. That's what we need on this team. The offense is what our problem is. Bo's going to figure out how to pick and roll, switch and not switch. We need a damn dude to go out there and get some points that we need in the fourth quarter.
He was with the Blazers, Hawk, in 21-22 after Toronto. Mm. And that's where he signed that $90 million contract, which the final year of that deal is this upcoming season. So, again, we talked about it earlier, but Norman Powell, essentially the Heat got a really good elite scorer, as Crowder's saying, and he's on an expiring contract. They didn't have to give up any draft capital to get him, and they opened up a roster spot,
so they
which
kind
could
of,
come in handy.
It's the money that they were going to pay Duncan Robinson. They're going to end up paying Norman Powell, who's a much better basketball player. right? Because they're both on the end of, and I know Duncan's got a new deal, but they're both on the end of their $90 million deals, which was about 20 a season, right? Or 20 on the final season.
That's fair.
Yeah. Norman Powell is better than Duncan Robinson.
Yeah.
It leads me, oh, for sure. It leads me, even though Norman, Tyler, Duncan, Davion would have been nice. I'm just throwing
it out.
Would
not have been nice.
Would have been nice. Would have been nice. It leads me to, Hawk, I jotted down a few things you may have missed while you were away, and we don't have to like get into them because I know we're pressed against time, but I just have a couple notes that I'd like to read for you. The Dolphins traded for Darren Waller.
Yes. Wasn't I here for that?
No, you were here for Minka on Monday, but they did this on Tuesday. It was the following day.
Gotcha.
Duncan, Tyler, Norman, Davion. Davion that live in their neighborhood.
I know, it sounds right. Like it sounds like, oh, Davion. Interesting.
I ain't picking up Davion for practice. Come on, Tyler. You go to hell, Norman.
Andy Ellisberg's driving a Toyota Sienna, the super mom car, picking all of them up. The Marlins, Hawk, while you were away, had won 8 straight games. They were really good.
Saw it.
And they got hosed, actually. Should have won 9 straight. They got hosed against the Twins.
I saw that as well, yeah.
The Duncan Robinson era is, we just mentioned, is officially over, and in return,
it was a great era. I mean, it was a rough ending, but what a great era. This guy outperformed anything that he was expected to be, got rewarded for it, and now has gotten rewarded for it a second time.
Yeah.
11-3-2.
But some of the most important shots, some of the most important basketball in the last decade of Heat basketball.
Yeah.
Some of the best minutes in the last decade of Heat basketball. Some of the most important minutes in the last decade of Heat basketball. You can argue it all you
like
want.
You're acting like he's Ray Allen. He's Duncan Robinson.
Can I tell you something about Ray Allen? He doesn't have as many three-pointers for the Miami Heat that Duncan Robinson does.
Bingo.
So you can mention Ray Allen all you want as being there. Duncan Robinson has more three-pointers. I don't know if you followed the Heat or not. They've got a pretty decent lineup of talent that has gone through their doors over the course of time. There is one player who leads them all in three-point shooting, and his name is Duncan Robinson. And that, my friend, doesn't happen by mistake.
It's all he did, Hawk.
Well, I mean, okay. I mean, that's still pretty. But I mean, that's pretty impressive. If you can lead a franchise in three-point shooting for their history, you were not a waste.
No, he wasn't a waste. Yeah. I think we're a little higher on him than we should be. I don't think there's a Duncan Robinson error. I think he was just a player on the team.
Open shot. The fate of the universe on the line. The Martians have the death beam pointed at Earth. And you need one shot to go in, Ray Allen or Duncan Robinson.
I'm going to slap you
in
the mouth.
Andre Iguodala, is he in the conversation, though? Because he did play for the Heat.
He's not. Andre Iguodala is not on this conversation. Solana,
we're going to fight the next time I see you in person if you
it's
say
Duncan
you'll
Robinson
pick
by a mile.
Over Ray Allen.
DR, for sure. Yeah.
Over.
For sure. Yeah.
I tweeted it out when he was traded to Detroit. I have several Duncan Robinson memories. One of them, Tracy McGrady on the show, and I asked him who's better, Duncan Robinson or Steph Curry.
Good question.
Terrible question.
Well, it invited raucous debate between me and T-Mac.
Raucous.
Well, no worries. Now Simone Fontecchio, that era begins. And Hawk, he's Italian, which just leads me to believe, I think it's a fair assumption, you have found your new Aperol Spritz drinking partner.
It is the drink of the summer. It is experiencing quite a resurgence. And Pat Riley, understanding still in his 80s what's current and what's hip, brings in a guy who has, you know, immediate bona fides with an Aperol Spritz. It really is a work of art as far as I'm concerned.
One may call it a renaissance.
I don't know how. Well, the Aperol Spritz, not correct. Fontecchio. Yeah, okay.
Correct. Crowder admitted while you were gone, he doesn't pick up dog poop in public places.
I think we've done that before. I saw that going viral, but I think we've had that conversation before, and it's just dastardly.
I know, playing with feces, that's dastardly.
Yeah, you can't leave it there. That's your responsibility as a dog owner. In fact, it's illegal.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's not illegal.
That is illegal.
Come get me then.
It doesn't make it less illegal. You can say come get me, but it is illegal.
It's illegal to not pick up dog poop.
Correct.
In what city?
Any city.
Lie.
I'm telling you. You've admitted to a felony.
That's a lie. I hope it's a felony. Put me away. That's a lie.
Is it illegal to not pick up dog poop? Yes. In most places, it is illegal not to pick up your dog's poop, especially on public property or private property that isn't your own.
Wow.
This is often enforced through local ordinances, sometimes referred to as pooper scooper laws. These laws require owners to immediately remove and properly dispose of their dog's waste.
Dog waste disposed in the grass.
Where do you live?
Davy.
Is it illegal to not pick up dog poop in Davy, Florida? Yes, it is illegal to not pick up your dog's poop in Davy, Florida. Specifically, the town ordinance requires the owner or person controlling the dog to remove and properly dispose of any feces deposited on public or private property. This includes sidewalks, parks, beaches, and even the swales and rights of way of streets that lead to waterways. For more details, you can consult the Town of Davie's Code of Ordinances, specifically Chapter 4, Article 4, which addresses animal control.
Grass, cement, swales, berms. You can name anything you want to. I'm not playing with no dog.
Doesn't mean that you're not breaking the law. You're breaking the law.
It's okay. Nope. Well, I go 58 into 55. I'm not picking up no dog poo-poo.
Just so you know, I'm just making you aware.
Hockman, Solana, and Jimmy does have a nice ring to it. Just saying.
Yeah. When's your rec hours?
2 to 6.
All right. Well, we'll let you call in.
And Hawk, I let a Home Depot employee convince me to spend $400 on power drill.
That one I listened to. I was still here on Tuesday. That I listened to. I heard the entire thing. I don't have time to get into it now, but I actually side with you on that.
Good to know.
To go immediately to the guy and ask him for help? You got to
That I would never do. That part was ridiculous. But the guy, he knows that Solana doesn't know anything, and he's just kind of forcing him to buy bigger stuff because he realizes he's got a guy who won't acknowledge that he doesn't know anything. And it's really up to the guy to kind of like, you need a guy at Home Depot to take you by the shoulder. You don't know what you're doing, do you? I'm going to give you some advice here. Don't buy a drill here. Go look on Got a Guy for your town. Hire someone to do it. What are you doing, kid? And the kid looks at him and he's like, I'm drilling furniture to the wall. And he goes, let me tell you something, kid. A drill is not for you.
But the arrogance got to him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He met
to the wall.
Yeah. Anyways, welcome back, Hawk.
Good to be back.
Marlins open up a 4-game series at Cincinnati. 7-10 is your first pitch, and Inter Miami. They'll play Wednesday, coming off a big dub, 4-1, after going down 1-0 early north of the border.
Call the City of Davie Code Ordinance Commission, would you? Get them on the line. I want to ask them a couple questions.
Call them, Jimmy. Tell them my name. Call as me.
Jimmy, yeah. Let me hear your best Channing Crowder impersonation.
Jimmy, call as me to Davie Ordinance. That's great. I like
All right. Anything else? Because we got to get to our Tell the Truth Day, which is really spectacular. These are fireworks for the radio.
Your weather. Hot. humid.
He don't do my voice. It's gonna be racist.
That's yeah. why I wanted. That's why I shook my head no into the camera. No,
what it is, City of Navy?
Just starts talking like Will I Am. Every time Crowder told Jimmy to play rap music, Jimmy would come back with Black Eyed Peas.
Jimmy was doing me wrong all week, huh?
That's your weather.
All right. Great segment for you coming next in celebration of National Tell the Truth Day.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
50% of the times I stay in hotels, I clog the toilet.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Today is National Tell the Truth Day. And about 4 years ago, we decided, because it's a slow time of year in sports, although 4 years ago there wasn't a Heat acquisition that was as important as Norman Powell is today. But regardless, 4 years ago, we decided, oh, it's National Tell the Truth Day. So I tell the fellas before the show starts, hey, think about something you've never revealed before, and we'll all reveal it on the show. It'll be a new tradition. Reminder, Steven was our producer at this time. So if you hear Steven, it's Steven Preciado. He was one of our old producers on the show. But we have all prepared to reveal something about ourselves. Steven's is terrible, if I remember correctly. I thought mine was wildly revelatory, but compared to the trip that Crowder takes us on. And then when we get to Solana's, this is something that has been talked about ever since it has happened. So this is an emotional roller coaster for you listening. So this is exactly how it transpired on this day about 4 years ago. This is the famous Hockman and Crowder and now Solana segment of Tell the Truth. Truth hurts.
Let's see if the truth hurts.
I don't know why I decided to do this today.
I don't know either.
I always look to see, well, you know, what's the national day today? Who are the celebrity birthdays? Does it fall into what we do on the show? And I saw today is National Tell the Truth Day, and then I texted everybody, hey, you got to reveal something on the show today and make it something that, you know, maybe you're not proud of. Because I'm going to reveal something here that I am not proud of. And like, here's the thing. It's not going to change my life, and, you know, it is what it is. But I'm not proud of this, especially because I've lied about it in the past. I've lied about it, and I hope that, you know, I know Gino Toretta listens all the time, and he's a friend of mine. I hope he's not listening because, I mean, this is gonna bother him. Like, this is, again, it's something that I'm not proud of. I've lied about it, and at 51 years old, to tell the truth about this right now is going to be shocking, especially for a lot of people my age.
Hawk, you're in a safe space.
Are you ready?
You're safe. Well, okay. I'm here with you.
We have an open for this.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
All right.
Tell the truth.
Was that Will Smith from Concussion? Tell the truth?
Terrible accent.
I'd like to hear the open again. Will we do this for each of us?
Each of us.
Okay. I want to do it again for me.
Tell the truth.
That's really good. All right. It's very difficult to say.
I see.
I have never seen The Godfather in, like, I've seen bits and pieces. I have it on my Mount Rushmore of mobster movies because everyone has to have it there. Mm-hmm. I've made fun of Falero for never seeing it. And I believe I may have made fun of Solana for never seeing it. Did you ever see The Godfather?
Because you pressured me into it.
This is, it's really, for my age, and I have maintained for years that The Godfather is the best mob movie ever made.
You put it on Mount Rushmore's and uh-huh. all.
I have never seen it. I've seen bits and pieces. I know enough about it. But I have never sat down and watched the entire thing. And I've never seen a second of Godfather 2 or Godfather 3. But I also, for years, have maintained that Godfather 2 is one of the best sequels ever made because I've heard other people say that. So I know I'm going to get crushed for this, and because it's really a shocking admission for someone my age who likes movies, and I don't know why I have felt compelled to lie about this. Also, I don't know why I haven't watched it. I know it's one of the best movies ever made, so I don't know why. It's not like I'm that busy.
Why haven't
I watched
you?
The Office for 6 hours a night on Comedy Central.
Reruns.
I don't know. I don't know why, but on National Tell the Truth Day, I've never seen The Godfather or The Godfather 2 or The Godfather 3, yet I have talked about it for years on the radio as if I had. There you go.
Feel better, though?
I don't, because I know I'm going to get crushed for it, and I don't know what I just accomplished.
You're supposed to feel better. It's off your chest.
Huh. No, I don't feel any better. I don't feel better at all about that.
Oh, whose turn is it?
All right, let's
Well, I'm a little upset at Hawk, actually.
Really?
Because before the show, you asked me if I had something to reveal, and I said, "Yes, I'm very nervous. This is embarrassing." And you're like, "Yeah, mine too."
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be rough for me.
Yeah.
And you made it seem like this would be a big reveal.
That is
not exactly what I had in mind here.
All right.
You went personal, like
Right. I mean, I went deep.
Kid back in your childhood and all.
Yeah.
I went there too, Hawk. I won't lie.
All right, that's good. That's good. You guys get the game.
I think you accomplished what you were trying to accomplish here.
You threw out a little watermelon, and now we're gonna throw the heat.
I can't wait to hear Solana admit that he uses the N-word.
The show's over when he does.
All right, play the open for Crowder. Let's see how it compares to mine. Play the open for Crowder.
Tell the truth.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. See, now I will tell you, look at all the texts that are coming in. Hawk, this is blasphemy that you haven't seen The Godfather. Unbelievable. SMH, shame on you for going after Solana and Valero. Hawk, you're a phony. Damn, you old butt. You might as well keep that secret.
Oh, butt.
That's a funny insult. Hawk, you fraud. Blocked. I'm telling you, that's not something that anyone admits. Mm-mm. Ever.
Well, I was real flexible when I was a kid.
Oh, my God. I do not.
Hold on. We need
real
the music.
Flexible.
Wait a second.
We need the music again.
No, I want to turn off the mics and have a conversation here with my friend before he...
You want the Labusi story? What you want?
I don't want what you're about to say.
Very flexible as a child. Real pliable.
All right. Can we just leave it at that?
I used to bite my own toenails.
Oh, thank God.
And eat them. And occasionally nowadays, if I get a good fat one with the clippers, I won't eat it anymore, but I'll chew the tip.
Somehow that reveal is a relief to me. Oh my God, I am dripping sweat. Oh, my heart was pounding. Oh. And I wanted to touch your face.
Oh, man, that was pretty nasty.
All right. That is gross. That is disgusting. It's not as gross as where I thought it was headed. And so... I'm grateful for that.
Real, real flexible.
Oh.
Ooh. What are you thinking?
I am lightheaded. Let's do Steven. Fire off the open for Steven Preciado is our associate producer. He runs the board for us on 560. Here comes Len. I see Len. Len is walking towards the station. He's a pool of sweat. Here goes Len is ashen faced. Len doesn't know what hit him. He's never been happier.
Oh, I'm not the only one that bites my toenails now.
Oh, my God. Steven Preciado, Colombian. He is our associate producer and runs the board for 560 QAM for us. Fire off the open for him, Solana.
Tell the truth.
Oh, my God. Somebody texts in. Now, that's how you play the game, Hawk. Take notes.
Well, just for transparency's sake, Hawk never texted me about this, so I didn't know we had to come up with something embarrassing.
I didn't know that you were working today, in all fairness, because you weren't here yesterday.
Okay, well, this is something I guess I'm pretty sure would be blasphemous for Hawk. And being that we were talking about It's Great and Tony the Tiger,
mm-hmm.
I don't enjoy eating cereal with milk. I eat it dry.
Now, I will tell you this. My friend Dr. Chuck eats cereal dry. I think it's the weirdest
quirk.
Wow.
And again, it's not embarrassing, so, but it's a weird thing for me. Picture an adult. How old are you, Stephen?
27.
Picture a 27-year-old man sitting down, pouring, you know, a thing of Frosted Flakes into a bowl, and then just eating it.
Yeah.
With a spoon?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't get my hands dirty.
It's weird. It's weird. But Dr. Chuck does that.
Really?
Yeah. It's bizarre.
Like, is it in the morning for breakfast or just all day around? What?
Whenever I feel like having cereal.
But why would, like, it really, to me, cereal is a delivery device for milk. You know what I mean? Like, why bother? Why bother?
Dry or wet, I think you get an age where you don't need cereal anymore.
Well, I like
cereal. Oh, so that's the embarrassing thing that I still
like cereal. Great grains.
Yeah, I don't eat cereal.
Solana looks petrified because I think his is just going to top every. Like, this whole time, Solana just looks petrified because they're getting.
He's so mad that mine was about
right,
cereal.
Like, yours is about cereal. Mine was about. Mine was about a movie. Somebody texts in, I'm literally dying of laughter. Hawk, I thought exactly the same thing as soon as Crowder started talking.
Like, I feel bad that mine was like, whatever, and Solana looks terrified.
Somebody says, this is the greatest segment from you guys ever. My wife is disgusted. My son and I are laughing uncontrollably.
You're welcome.
I really thought it was the final segment of my radio career just 3 minutes ago. Just 3 minutes ago, I thought it was the final segment of my radio career.
Because I was flexible.
Solana, are you all right? Because you look like you are about to jump off a cliff.
No, I mean, I just think you misled me on this segment.
Get him, Solana.
All right, play the open for you, Solana.
Tell the truth.
Today is National Tell the Truth Day. I have revealed I've never seen The Godfather, even though I have portrayed myself as a big fan of the movie for 20 years on the radio. A weird lie.
It is a weird
lie. It's a weird lie. Crowder has revealed that he will bite, to this day, bite his toenails. It's really vile. You happen to set us down a bait and switch.
Yeah.
But now that I think about it, like, that is so disgusting at your age to still be biting your toenails.
Flexible.
Steven has revealed he eats cereal with a spoon in a bowl, dry, without milk. And now, Alejandro Solana, the floor is yours.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So I pride myself on being a good family member. My family is very tight, and somebody needs help, we help each other out. A couple years ago, I think I was in middle school. My brother was home from college. You know him as Daniel, worst Twitter follower on Twitter. And he has, like Crowder, IBS. Always has had it, still has it to this day. And he was getting some exam done on his insides for his IBS. And he needed to do, before the exam, I don't remember what it was, but some sort of scan, an enema. And an at-home enema.
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel knocked on my door, it was summer, and he goes in. He's like, Alex, I need your help.
Uh-oh.
I was like, yeah, man, anything. Oh. I gave my brother this.
Got you.
What? 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 Where was he physically?
Does that happen in the bathroom?
Oh.
Where was he bent over the counter? Like what?
Yeah.
Does he have arms? He can get what? Back there.
This is a great text. Solana, that's the kind of bleep you take to the grave.
Thank you.
The Godfather, huh?
Oh, goodness. I'm proud of my story.
Solana wins. I can't breathe. I'm dead. OMG, I'm hurting. Solana, that ain't right.
My goodness.
I'm going immediately to Twitter to troll Solana's brother.
I don't know. That normal hog? I don't have a brother. So, you have a brother, normal?
He's never asked me to give him an enema.
Saturday afternoon, play a little basketball, enema.
Oh, my God. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The first ever National Tell the Truth Day. Somebody texts in, y'all are really going to make me crash my truck. These people at the red light must think I'm insane. I'm laughing so hard. OMG, I got to pull over. Now I'm actually dying. Len has appeared at the window again. Len, just a pool of sweat.
Next year. Last seven. Oh, goodness. That's something else. Well, Solana.
I mean, the bleeping Godfather. The Godfather.
Oh. Well, Solana. Had an interesting childhood.
My God, man. And you still see him at family events? I would have said to him, oh, I can do this for you, but we'll never be able to see each other again.
We can't even talk. Don't sit by me. You know what you made me do.
You know what I did.
There's no ill will, Solana. You'll look at him sometimes at Christmas, be like, you know what? Remember what you made me do. Nothing.
I imagine Solana's phone is getting blown up by Deborah and Eduardo. And they're wondering what they did wrong.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Dixon, bye-bye, Valentina.
She seems understanding. She seems understanding, Solana. Oh, see what y'all did to me. Now I'm sweating.
Good Lord. Somebody texts in, I'm putting an alert on my phone for the calendar next year to make sure I don't miss an episode of this.
Tell the truth. Great idea.
All right. There you go.
I enjoyed it.
First edition ever. Of Tell the Truth Day. I feel like you regret what you just did.
The Godfather. That's what you went with.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
That's why I love Zephyr Hills.
There is no Zephyr Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.